This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we bring you music from France, Britannia, and other countries where traditional dance music is largely celebrated. Our two feature musicians are a husband and wife team from Winona that started playing together 10 years ago. Now, it's a favorite pastime of theirs. I'm Terry Tenseth, bringing you our coverage of Boats and Bluegrass 2014 from Prairie Island Campground in Winona, Minnesota.
We're at Boats and Bluegrass, and we just heard an international music experience in our own backyard. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, husband and wife team.
Okay. Je m'appelle David Echelard. Excuse me, I'm David Echelard, and...
I'm Suzanne Cooley.
And how long have you two been together as a couple?
Oh, like...
32 years.
Yeah, actually, we're having an anniversary this year for 32 years, right? So, yeah.
How long have you been playing music together?
Oh, gosh, what'd you say? Well, at least 15 years, something like that. I think I started playing hurdy-gurdy in the 80s and then picked up a good hurdy-gurdy in about 2000 and talked Suzanne into playing accordion and hurdy-gurdy. Gosh, at one point, must be a decade ago, something like that. So she's had a good hurdy-gurdy now for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the different musical instruments, because some people might not even know what a hurdy-gurdy is that we had on stage today.
Well, the instrument that I have is a traditional French hurdy-gurdy that was made in France. There are different European countries that have different instruments similar to that, but this was a French hurdy-gurdy. David also played the button box accordion, and bagpipes, which are French-made bagpipes, are called the musette. Smaller than the Irish bagpipes.
Right. Or the Scottish bagpipes. So they're made to play with hurdy-gurdies. So it's a duo instrument, so it's smaller, it's more intimate than the big Scottish bagpipes, which are really big and can fill up a whole valley. But it's really made to, the tone colors are really to blend in with a hurdy-gurdy. So it's really made specifically for hurdy-gurdy duets and hurdy-gurdy monophonic types of sounds, which is just playing the same melody together. And really what we play is dance music. It's all dance music. There's berets and there's schottisches and waltzes, and it's really made for dancing. So it's real French traditional music in that sense. So that's really what we do.
I heard some Hungarian, too. Was that happening today?
Yeah, there's all kinds of different types of music, different genres of music to play in the traditional route. So there's, you know, what we do mainly would be berets and French traditional stuff. But, yeah, there's, you know, different, there's Italian types of music. There's Germanic types of music, Nordic types of music. There's Irish types of music, English types of music. And that's what's cool about the hurdy-gurdy is that you can basically play it all, you know, all kinds of different music. And it's a drone instrument, so you have that constant drone, you know, that's going on. So it's melody with the drone. So it's really quite fun. So, and we have, two French hurdy-gurdies, and they're pretty nice hurdy-gurdies. It's good. It's nice to actually have a good hurdy-gurdy, because you go through a lot of pain if you don't have a good hurdy-gurdy. So it's been fun.
Where do you find a hurdy-gurdy? Because that's not a typical instrument around here.
Well, the ones that we have are French-made. There are a few makers in the United States that do make very nice hurdy-gurdies. The French, because they've been making them for hundreds of years, have very nice hurdy-gurdies. So we have a Boudet, which is made in the middle part of France, and then a Grand Chant, which is also a traditional instrument made in the middle part of France.
The Grand Chant that I have it's more of a Baroque instrument, so I play Baroque music on it, music from the 1700s, court music from Versailles, that type of stuff, and it's really sweet, elegant type of music, and I play duets with people, so it's mainly French Baroque music that I work on that I like a lot, and it's got more of a sweeter sound versus the loud, bombastic kind of stuff that we were doing, so it's more sensitive, shall we say, the instrument that I'm playing. So that's been fun. Thank you.
buckets. A couple berets if you feel like dancing this morning.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Traditional Dance Music with David Eschlard and Suzanne Cooley. I'm Terry Tenseth, taking us back to my interview with the husband and wife musician team at Boats and Bluegrass 2014.
So we were talking a little bit before the interview that you've only played on home turf like twice.
I mean, you know, we've been playing for like, you know, a decade, but it's just great to have the opportunity to introduce the hurdy-gurdy and French traditional music in this area. You know, I mean, versus not to say anything about urban world. It's great to go to the urban, you know, to the Twin Cities and other places and play international music. But it's really great to be in Winona. We play at the Farmers Market and we've played at different places like at the Band Shell for the Frozen River Film Festival. Short thing, you know, we play, but it's, you know, again, you want to play for your community, you want to play for your home base.
What is it about this style of music? What draws you to it?
Well, it's really fun to have a medium that I can play with Suzanne. It's really nice to have something that we can do together as a team playing music. It's fun. So, I mean, you know, and in old days, the whole amateur music world, basically people would get together and play music. And that's what we're doing. It's like traditional music. You know, you just basically play in the garage, in the living room, the front porch, boathouse, wherever you play. So, I mean, again, it's very functional. It's just nice to have something to do with your partner that you don't cuss too much. No, you know what I mean? It's kind of fun.
Well, I like it because it's dance music. And we've gone to France now a couple times and learned the dances. So I like the music because I just think it's fun music. But I also love it because it's dance music. And so going to learn the traditional dances has been really, really kind of puts the whole music together. You can hear the music, read the music, but really to know the dance, then you know how it's played. And that's what's been fun for me.
Do you do any other types of music? I know you do, of course, Dave.
Yeah, in Winona. Music, yeah. I'm an early music person, so I do a lot of early music, medieval music, Renaissance music, Baroque music, and then new music, so modern music as well. So, and I play all those mediums on the hurdy-gurdy. So I play new music on it, medieval music, and then as a singer, I do polyphonic choral music. So I direct the Blue Heron Consort, and I do a lot of solo things as a solo singer.
By the time we get tuned, we're out of tune. Traditional tune from Brittany, Bretonnia. So we're playing French traditional music, not American, but French traditional America. I mean, music.
Bluegrass.
In America. Right
French
in America.
French bluegrass music, right here. I guess right. You call it. This is the hurdy-gurdy?
Just pipes, bagpipes. But they're French bagpipes.
Musettes.
To go with the hurdy-gurdy, right?
So Musette
it has more of the intimate sound versus that Scottish sound. That big sound.
Hurdy-gurdy called a tekeru.
It's louder.
Which is much louder than this, surprisingly enough. Yeah.
We now return to my interview with David Eschlard and his wife, Suzanne Cooley. The two have been performing together for over 10 years. We caught up with them at Boats and Bluegrass 2014. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed.
What is it about being a musician in Minnesota? Do you think there's a real community versus other places, or what have you noticed?
Well, for me, like when I moved to Winona, it was like I could actually either complain about music not happening or start something. So I moved here, started the Blue Heron Consort in 1995. And there's people that want to make music here. So, and there are people that can read music, and there are people that are open to different types of music. So it's a good place where people are really open for the desire and enthusiasm to make music, I think, as far as a place. Some people aren't, you know, some places they're not as motivated, but I think Winona in general is up for a party when it comes to making music. With the Blue Heron, it's been like that and other things.
No, yeah. Obviously, you mentioned that this is something that you enjoy playing together, and I assume you're going to just keep going.
Yeah, and I like going to France, and I like, you know, traveling in France and going to different heritage-type sites of French traditional hurdy-gurdy and dance types of setup. Like Jeantine, we went to Jeantine two different years and just danced. And it's just fun. It's just fun to have these kinds of, you know, things out there to actually do. So, and the music is the medium, I think.
There are a lot of little music festivals in France as well, like Boats and Bluegrass, that have nothing but traditional dance and French music, and kind of now they're doing a lot of this fusion of kind of jazz and hurdy-gurdy, and it's really fascinating. But it's, so we go to the little festivals that, you know, have 1,000 people in them and dance and hear the music, and it's been really fun to do.
Yeah, they'll fuse, you know, different instruments with the hurdy-gurdy, which is great, you know, which is, you know, and to me, I like the opportunity in Minnesota to be able to turn people onto the hurdy-gurdy and French traditional music. It's really quite exciting. And I just recently have an American-made instrument as well that's an electric hurdy-gurdy, so it's got a quarter-inch plug-in. And, you know, I've been playing with a M9 Line 6 effects unit, and it's like being 16 years old again. It's quite fun, you know, to be able to play that. So, I mean, and in France, they're doing that all the time. There's a lot of fusion with different groups, different instrumentation, you know, and with different synthetic sounds to acoustic sounds, and, you know, so different genres mixed. It's really, it's normal. So it's quite fun to go to France and just feel normal, because when we're here, it's kind of like, oh, because when you're in France, like, everybody seems to be playing the hurdy-gurdy or know about French traditional music, and there's an isolation factor being in America, but let alone in southeastern Minnesota when it comes to playing the hurdy-gurdy, but we can cope.
If people want to get in touch with you or learn more about it, how should they do that?
Just contact me. I'm in the phone book, actually. It's a book that has names in it with phone numbers. Yeah, I'm there in Winona. Yeah, I don't have that right now. Facebook stuff, maybe, but last name's Echelard, Echelard.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You bet.
Thanks for doing that.
You got it.
And our last song of the day is a march to march us on our way here by golly.
Again to David Eschlard and Suzanne Cooley for visiting with us on The Live Feed. I'm Terry Tunseth, and you've been listening to our coverage of Boats and Bluegrass 2014.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.